Paragraph Dalit, V'alkein tzrichen lishmur es hayayin mo'oid mo'oid mimagakum. And it's for this reason that we have to guard wine very, very carefully from having a goy touch it. Ki afilu yayin shel heter tzrichen shmira gedoyla mo'oid. Because even kosher wine, 100% kosher wine, you have to be extremely careful with it. Not to drink it at a regular meal, at a meal that's not Sudat Mitzvah, meaning where it's not Shabbos or not Yontif or not a Siyam or this or that. We know that during the time of the Gemara, we're told that wine was a regular drink at a meal. Like we today drink water or Coca-Cola. In those days, it was wine. They didn't have Coca-Cola then. They had wine. That was the regular drink. But again, then, in many ways, they were on a higher level. For us today, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and all over the place, that wine is something to keep locked up. You keep it locked away, and you take it out only for special occasions. Special occasion means mitzvah. Shabbos, special occasion. Yontif, special occasion. Sudas mitzvah, bris milah. Siyum on a mesechta, special occasion. Because the Gemara tells us if a person is not a zoche, if he isn't really on a high enough level, meshamamoy, wine can destroy the person. Vafilu besudas mitzvah, tzorech li zoher shaloi lishtois yoiser midai. And even at a sudas mitzvah, unfortunately today, there are religious people, supposedly, who on Shabbos get drunk. It became a custom in some shuls that they have a Kiddush Shabbos morning, and people know they don't take one shot or two shots, they take five shots. So by the time he's coming home, he's not walking a straight line, or he's not himself, or he's not thinking clearly, etc. So here Rav Nosson Zal says it very clearly. Not to drink more than the right amount. So that he shouldn't get drunk. Because when a person gets drunk, the midas hagvura goes out of its boundaries, and all kinds of destruction can happen to the person. It can destroy the person's health, it can destroy his marriage, his kids, his parnasa, all kinds of destruction, chas v'shalom. V'yishkach ho'azhorois shel Moshe legamri, chas v'shalom. And he will forget the messages of Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember we said Moshe Rabbeinu is in every one of the 248 organs sending SMSs all the time, reminding you of what mitzvah each organ of the body is supposed to be plugged into. The wine can shut down that whole thing. The wine can turn it off, chas v'shalom. V'gam yochol lovoi lidei haveiros, chas v'shalom. And people can come to actual sins, to saying things that they shouldn't say or doing things that they shouldn't do. Person forgets to make a bracha, forgets to say Birkat HaMazon because he's drunk, you know, drank too much wine, he has to go to sleep, and he's not even up enough to make Birkat HaMazon. K'moshem Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, ki yitein bakois enoi yishalech b'meishorim. When a person sets his eyes on the cup, then suddenly he's walking smooth, meaning everything becomes permissible to him. Things that normally he would never do or he would never say, suddenly it's all meisharim. It's all okay. Everything goes. That word, everything goes. Because all sins come from that fire, that passion in the blood that travels through the 365 tendons of the body. Shemiz Gabrim, which gets stronger, al yedei hayayin hamishaker. When a person drinks wine to excess, he drinks wine to the point of getting drunk, that blood now is bubbling, it's seething. Ukemavur batoyernal, as Rabbein Ezal explains in the chapter on Likut Imran that this halach is based on. And certainly, a Jew is not allowed to drink wine that was touched by a goy. Or by a Jew who's not Shomer Shabbos. A Jew who is Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia. A Jew who's Mechal Shabbos openly has the same status as a non-Jew regarding these laws. Ki tekef kishehoakum noigea bayayin Nimshacholov achizas hashivimakum. Shemchinas hara shebadamim. Shemchinas esav. Atmoini. Shemchinas pegamayayim. Because as soon as the goy touches the wine, he's plugging in the forces of the 70 nations. Wine is 70. Yud Yudun. He's plugging in the forces of the 70 nations of the Sitrachra, which is the negative part of the blood. Esav, Admoini, which is Pigamayayim. Bechinas altera yayim ki yisadom shachri seidam. Don't look at wine because it'll lead to blood. Shemishom boim chasashom kol hoaveroi shebetoira. Because that's what leads to all the sins of the Torah. Ki yayin bigematria shivim. Wine, the word yayin is 70. Ubigdusha zoichelodas alidei yayin. When a person drinks wine properly, the wine expands his mind, so he zoichetedas shubchinas shivim ponim la Torah, which is the 70 explanations of the Torah, the 70 paths of the Torah. Bechinas agbaru chamra adardaki ki echadalemru. Add wine to the children, so that they'll be able to learn, they'll be able to speak. Ki nichnas yain yotza soid. Because when wine goes in, secrets come out. So give them wine to drink, they'll talk. Avul kisheshoise sheloi bigdusha. But when a person drinks wine sheloi bigdusha, mikolshkein vekolshkein yain shenog bayohakum, especially if it's wine that was touched by a non-Jew, then instead of the Shivim Ponim La Torah, the Ra of the 70 nations goes into that wine. They're plugged into the heat in the blood, the fire in the blood. Then it becomes a wine that heats up the blood in a negative way. That causes the person to forget all the messages of Moshe Rabbeinu, all of those warnings. And a person can end up doing all the sins in the book. As the Pasuk says, again, that this wine can lead to all kinds of terrible things. Ach shmoreho yimtsu yishtu koil rishayoritz. The dregs, they'll take the dregs from the wine, and all the rishoyim will drink that. Rav Nosson says, what does that mean? The dreg, the ki pigam kol harishoyim hu bechinas shimreyayim. Because the sins, the defectiveness of the rishoyim, that's like the dregs of the wine, the waste matter of the wine, the negative part of the wine. Bechinas yayin pogum, defective wine. Bechinas pigam resichas adamim kanal. The defectiveness of the, when the blood is chas shom boiling in the wrong direction. This is the term that's used when Hashem speaks about punishing all the other nations in the future. He says, I'm going to spill out my cup on them. He calls it Kois Hatarelo, which again is Ki Mishom, Mibchinas Yayin Pogum, Mishom Kol Rishusom, Mishom Kol Anshom Kanal. Because how did they get to all of their evil? From defective wine, from drinking. That's how the goyim became who they are, and they did the bad things they did, right? And that's where their punishment will come from. Their punishment will come from the same place, from the cup of wine. Ulehepech bigdusha, ikar kibul hasocher nikra b'shem yayin. On the opposite side of the pendulum, when we speak about holiness, when we speak about tzaddikim, their reward is also defined by wine. K'mo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Shehatzadikim yizku leyayin hameshumor ba'anovov mishesh yismei bereshis. That the tzadikim, in the future, they're going to be zechet a special wine that Hashem hid in its grapes from creation. Real aged wine. Shezeo bechinas kois yeshuas. That's that cup of salvation. Bechinas koisi revoyo. Bechinas Hashem menos chelki vechoisi. Hashem is my cup. Sheze bechinas David. Shu bechinas kois shel brocho. This is the concept of Dovid HaMelech, who represents kois shel brocho. Hanitan biyamin. We know the kois shel brocho, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. Ki smoil nichlal biyamin. Because that represents the left side. Wine is the left side. Wine is redness, which is the left. By holding it in your right hand, you're plugging the left into the right. Shemishom ikar hashir v'hanigin v'asimcha. And that's how a person gets to the real song and the real joy. interesting. It's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah that when a person takes Koish Shel Bracha, whether it's Birchas Hamazon or Kiddush, they're supposed to lift it up with both hands and then switch to the right hand. Why? You're lifting it up with both hands based on what we just said here, to show that you want both. We want that this wine is not just dinim, this wine is coming from a place of das, chesed, that this wine is because of Shabbos, it's because of a mitzvah, it's because of love for Hashem. It's an expression of my love for Hashem, or my love for the Torah, my love for mitzvahs, my love for my family. That's an expression of ahava. But at the same time, wine is red. Wine is midas adin. It's gvur. It's the left. So I take it at first with both hands, and then I show that the main thing, both hands isn't good enough. The key is that the left should merge into the right. The left should be nichlal and subdued to the right. That the midas adin should be nimtak through the midas hachesed.